Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you so much to all the boys and girls down at Norrell for your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Robert Lewis. Workforce Inquiry here in the city.
Yeah?
Oh, just outside the city.
Just outside, yeah.
But, yeah, just coming by here for a haircut today, but...
Now you can do an interview instead?
We're doing an interview today, so...
There we go. Yeah. So for everybody at home, we are at Thickwood Barbershop, the best barbershop in Fort McMurray, arguably the world. And, Ali's behind the camera, but he has got some people to sit down and chat with me today, so... So what do you do out at Thickwood?
Just run heavy equipment for them.
Okay. Yeah. How long you been doing that for?
Been with running equipment now for about 17 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what brought you to Fort McMurray originally?
Originally I was doing some oil and gas work.
Really? Where at?
Just in the Grand Prairie area.
Okay.
And a buddy of mine and myself, we just wanted to get out of that.
Yeah.
Living in the camp mentality.
Yeah,
kind of life. And,
that's right.
You know, hardly see home.
Yeah.
This gave us an opportunity to have like some regular, like work a regular shift and have, you know, regular days off.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
have a bit of a life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we came up here and it was 2000, just, you see, the date we went to 2022, so.
You've been here for a bit.
Math, yeah.
Yeah. So when you were doing rig work,
07, 08, I think was
what kind of rig work were you doing?
I was doing prior, before I came here, I was fracking.
Okay.
With Schlumberger, and then I did some work with Calfrac.
Okay.
Prior to that, I was working on production testing with a company called Northland Energy out west.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a tough way to make a living working on those rig camps.
Yeah,
I used to work for a company called Everready. They're Clean Harbors now.
Oh, yeah.
So I was human resources for them. I was a recruiter, right?
Yeah.
And so I used to, like, hire guys to come up and, like, do the winter drilling and the roads and stuff, like, helping with the ice roads, doing the vac truck, water trucks like that, right? And I would go out and I would, like, stay at the camp sometimes and, like, just see what it's about, talk to the guys and whatnot. And, like, it's a great way to make a living. There's no doubt about that. Like, it pays well, but after a while, like, coming in and out of those rig camps in particular, it's tough.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just, you're constantly... Basically living out of a suitcase kind of lifestyle mentality.
That's right.
15 and 6 was kind of the normal rotation.
Right.
With,
15
with,
and 6?
Yeah,
oh, that's an interesting one. Okay.
With Calfrac and those guys. And when I was working in production testing, you could get on a job. If it's a high priority job, you could be out there for months and months at a time in the camp.
Yeah,
before
that's right.
Before you, you know, get back.
That's right.
And everyone kind of was, you work all winter and you look forward to spring break up and...
That's right, that's right.
And, you know, spend some money and have some fun or go on holiday.
That's right, that's right.
You know, you always put the time in the winter.
That's right, that's right. I had guys, we used to fly them in and out. They were working on a 20 and 10 rotation. And some guys would be like, you know what, during the winter in particular, like, I'll roll the dice on this one and, like, don't fly me home for my 10. I'll stay... in the camp for my 10 days off, and hopefully, like, legally, you can work 24 and 4.
Yeah.
They're just like, maybe I'll pick up a few extra days of OT.
Right.
And they're just like, because same kind of thing. They're just like, hey, I'm here for the winter.
Yeah,
and
so
then when breakup happens, like, then we'll have some fun with the money. But, like, for right now, leave me in camp.
Yeah.
All right. So you come to Fort McMurray. Where did you start working? Like, how did you, like, I'm fascinated when people come to Fort McMurray. Like, did you have a job prior to? Did you just figure, like, hey, I'm going to come out here and, like, make it work?
Yeah,
or how did that
I came up here, and before I went working with those guys, it was, like, the odd job working with contractors, and it just didn't seem to be panning out.
Yeah.
And then I got on with, back in the day, it was a company called Goloski.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're familiar with?
Yeah.
Started with those guys, and that's how I got my foot in the door.
Okay.
I think I was working with those guys for about a couple of years before I got hired on by Syncrude.
Yeah.
In 18, I think it was 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, from then on, it's just been, like I said, close to 15 years now with Syncrude.
With Syncrude, yeah.
They're pretty good.
Great company.
Oh, they're awesome.
They're an awesome company. Yeah, my father worked for Syncrude for 37, 38 years. Yeah. Like, it's a great organization.
Good crew I work with. Yeah. Awesome people.
Yeah.
But, I mean, right now, too, we have a lot of our truck drivers. We say Flint that's taking over them now. Like, they went through a few changes over the years.
Right.
Right now, they're Flint. And, like I said, a lot of our... Most of our truck drivers are contracted.
Right.
All good people.
Yeah.
Really good family.
Yeah.
Like a family style mentality.
That's right.
That's exactly how it is. Is you go to work and you're spending half your time with these people and half the other time with your normal family.
That's right.
You got to get along.
That's exactly it.
But yeah, good bunch of guys and girls.
Man. Now, before we continue with the conversation, got to throw it to an ad. So we're going to throw it to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue. And come check out all the other local vendors.
And we're back. Thank you very much, Carrie. Always appreciate your support. So we're at Thickwood Barbershop today. How did you find Thickwood Barbershop? Why do you keep coming to Thickwood Barbershop?
Well, I've been coming here probably about 10 years and just decided one day to go somewhere different.
Right.
Boys were awesome. Like, I walked in the door and
Allie,
the owner, it's like I've known him all my life, first day I met him.
Right.
And it just, our relationship kind of blossomed from there, and we've been brothers ever since, man.
Yeah.
He's one of my best buds in town.
Yeah.
Awesome guy.
Yeah.
Good man, does a lot of nice work in the community. Him, all the guys here, like, spot on guys. Really
that's
nice,
awesome.
Nice guys.
I'm the same kind of way. Like, I'm born and raised here in Fort McMurray, so I tried a bunch of different barbershops, obviously, in those years, and I had a buddy who had, like, a really cool haircut. And, like, I was growing my hair long at that time, and I'm like, man, who cuts your hair? And he's like, you don't know about Allie at Thickwood Barbershop? I'm like, no, I never heard about Allie before. And they sent me here, and as soon as I walked in, same kind of experience. I just felt at home right away.
Yeah.
Me and Allie have become great friends, but it was like instant. This is the spot.
Yeah, good guy, man. He treats everyone like they're the king, man.
Yeah.
Coming here like you feel like you're the only person in the place.
That's right.
But his mentality is, he treats everyone like that, and that's what's so special about that. Everyone is so equal in his eyes. And just a decent human being.
Yeah, that's right.
Really, really genuine. And,
that's right.
And just good and giving guy.
Yeah. So I'm just doing some of the math here. You've been in Fort McMurray for a while. You've been working for a bit. I'd say in the next 10, 12 years, you're going to retire.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
You got any plans for retirement?
I'll share in a couple minutes.
That's what I'm kind of afraid of because, I know retirement is going to be nice to be out, but got to find something.
You got to find a hobby. That's right.
Hobbies, of course. Yeah. I got a couple of things lined up. That I'd like to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, we keep pretty busy. My fiance and I out east when I go back east.
Yeah.
Because we have a place back east. That's where I fly to. I'm not a fly-in guy per se, but on my time off and my holidays and with mutuals, I'll be going home to see her, right?
So you think East Coast is where it's going to be?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been putting a lot of work into our property back east.
Yeah. I love the East Coast, man. I was just there a few months ago. Beautiful. I was in St. John's. Oh.
Yeah, I'm about an hour outside of St. John's.
Yeah. You were there for that wicked storm a few years ago when they had all the snow and
19,
stuff. Yeah, man. And you, like, fill up your bathtub, right?
I was just showing Mo the video of...
That was crazy.
Of that snowstorm. Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah, because, like, I remember I was chatting with you after when you came back, and you were showing me pictures of like how the snow just like piled up and you knew the power. Like,
yeah.
You are, I never thought about this, but it's brilliant. When you said it, I was like, man, that guy is so smart. Like, you filled up your bathtub with water.
Two bathtubs.
Because you knew, hey, power's going to go out. I might not have water.
We
like,
have like an artesian well, so
yeah.
We lose power, we got no water.
That's right.
So we had to just do a little preparation.
That's such
a smart
idea.
We were like
idea.
The only ones in our area that never lost power. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like everyone around us, around all the little towns around our town.
Right.
Which is in Greens Harbor.
Yeah.
It's in Trinity Bakes. Everyone was losing power, and we're like, the day before, my buddy and I, we went out and we just prepared for like,
that's right.
Like, getting batteries for
yeah.
lights and some propane and butane and stuff like that for
right.
little lamps and stuff and
yeah.
little heater. And never happened.
Yeah, we got lucky.
Big yeah. time lucky.
Yeah, it doesn't help to be prepared, but you know, yeah, I get like, lucky. I mean, nothing wrong with that either.
We fussed around a lot the first few days leading into that storm, but
yeah,
like I said, we kept ourselves busy. We watched a bit of TV and, you know, until we thought we were going to lose the power. So we just watched some TV, played some board games.
Right.
Like my fiance and her eldest daughter was home.
Yeah.
And the three of us just hunkered down and, you know, yeah. got ready. Right?
What kind of board games were you guys playing?
We were playing, like, I had a horse racing game.
Okay.
Like, dice and cards.
Yeah.
What else did we play? Played some backgammon.
Okay.
Balled it.
Yeah, so you made a good time out of it.
We crib.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we made the best of it.
Yeah.
It was fun because growing up as a kid in Newfoundland, those are always the fun times when you lose power and you just sit around and our parents would tell stories about... We would say in the olden days.
Right.
They'd tell stories and we'd be really fascinated about what they did as kids
yeah.
growing up.
Yeah.
What they did when things like that were happening. You know, I mean, of course, they didn't have the amenities we had.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty resilient
yeah.
compared to, I think, what we are.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just...
Every generation is always kind of...
Softer and softer, bro. Softer and softer.
Yeah, they were tough boys.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I look at my dad, I'm just like, man,
yeah,
that dude's a real man. Like, I'm soft in comparison.
Yeah.
And I can see, like, my son and, like, some of the children that I see nowadays, I'm like, man, you guys are so soft.
You got to get out there and get the elements.
It's a little bit different, right?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, do the best you can with
yeah. it. Nothing's wrong with being soft. I'm just saying, like,
no,
it's something that
no,
I've noticed as I get older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but yeah, when the power goes out now, these kids, they don't know what to do. Like, it's the best for them.
Oh, yeah. They're lost.
Yeah.
Like I said, everything they do, most kids now, it's in front of them in a little,
that's right.
little
yeah.
screen.
That's right. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's all different. But
yeah, I mean, every generation, you know, we can't really...
Yeah, you can't knock it.
You can't knock it because that's just the way it is.
That's right. But, that's right.
It's always nice to carry with you some of those old traditions and values and pass on to them. And what they do with them after that.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly it.
You hope they keep it a little instilled in them.
That's right. Yeah, retirement's a tough one. I like to talk to guys about it. In my old job, human resources, I used to have to help people figure out what they were going to do in retirement because it's quite the transition,
I mean,
bro.
I got a lot of things figured out. And, you know, I'm going to be living in a place that's, you know, it's pretty cost efficient for me.
That's right.
A lot of our stuff is, you know, we got things taken care of.
That's right. You're smart by setting that spot up.
Having something to do. I mean, having a property keeps you busy, but
that's right.
So many things you can do in a day, but
that's right.
Got to find a few hobbies or something.
That's right.
You know, that I like. I got a couple of things lined up that I'd like to try doing.
Yeah.
I was looking at maybe keeping bees or something, or maybe getting some pottery or something.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. But the bee thing is kind of interesting. I've been doing a lot of research on it.
Yeah.
It's fun to do in the summertime.
Yeah. And it's something that, like, bees, we need more bees.
All bees.
Without the bees. I didn't know this. Like, I made a video a few years ago. It's got to be like 4 or 5 years ago now, where I had dandelions in my backyard, right? And so I just made a video of like all the different ways I was gonna get rid of the dandelions.
Good.
In regards to like I was gonna pull them. You can get those dandelion bars. Do whatever, you know. And then I had this woman reach out to me through the video. She's like, "You can't kill the dandelions, the bees, blah 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 blah."
Yeah.
And she got a little bit upset. And I said, "Okay," and she's didn't mean to offend. Anyways. So I was like, hey, I have no idea. So she invited me over. And she's like, hey, let me explain the bees and like the whole ecosystem and everything to you. And I was like, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, they just keep pollinating and it's like clover and stuff like that.
That's right.
And, you know, as they say, just leave it on
just
your lawn.
Just leave it. Well, there's this whole movement now, and I'm part of this movement, of just like leaving your dandelions and your and the clove.
Yeah.
Because when you do mow your grass, it looks beautiful. When it grows, well, it doesn't. But there's a whole bunch of people now, like on the internet, that are actually sowing clove into their backyard. I'm not that hardcore, but like what an interesting mindset to be like, we're just gonna leave
most
it all
of it
clove.
Just grows wild anyway.
Yeah. And you're just gonna like leave it for the bees.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's reciprocating something. Bees, like you said, people don't realize how important bees are.
Yeah.
When it comes to pollination and food.
Yeah.
In the agricultural business.
That's right.
It's very important.
That'd be a very interesting hobby
they
to
say
pick
up. If bees were extinct, human would not survive by 2 years or something.
Yeah, something
years,
crazy like that. Because
you wouldn't be able to grow nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, my man. That's it. Nice and easy. That's the end of the show.
Thanks,
but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I'm going to send out a good plug to my buddy Ellie. We are exactly at his place, so. You want a good haircut, good chat, meet some good guys, come to Thickwood Barbershop. Best in town, baby.
There we go. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.